The next patient is Julio Jaimes. The first name is J-U-L-I-O, and the last name is J-A-I-M-E-S. It's the clinical case of a 67-year-old Hispanic male that has a history of severe coronary artery disease, ischemic cardiomyopathy, chronic congestive heart failure, and what we think is related to cardiac cirrhosis, period. The patient compliance with the fluid restriction has not been the best. The patient is accompanied by the daughter, who is looking for an explanation because she sees that Mr. Jaimes, J-A-I-M-E-S, is deteriorating fast, period. This daughter does not live with Mr. Jaimes. She lives in a separate household, period. It was explained that Mr. Jaimes, from time to time, goes in binges of fluid overload, quenching his thirst, and develops tensional ascites and bilateral pleural effusions, period. The patient has been treated with paracentesis as well as bilateral thoracentesis. It is in the best interest for Mr. Jaimes that there is a discussion with the caretaker, that is Mr. Jaimes's wife, in order to implement the drastic change in the lifestyle by decreasing the sodium intake and monitoring the fluid intake in order to make sense and help us with the ultrafiltration in dialysis. That is the only possible way out. On the other hand, we are going to refer the case to the gastroenterologist in order to assess the liver function. Period, we know by CT scan that he had changes consistent with cirrhosis in the liver, period. Number two, diabetes mellitus that is under control. Number three, coronary artery disease. Number four, hyperlipidemia that is treated with the statins. And number five, proteinuria that used to be at nephrotic range levels. We are going to reevaluate the case in 6 weeks. We are going to refer the patient for paracentesis and thoracentesis, an appointment with the gastroenterologist. We are going to see the case in 6 weeks. I spent 10 minutes reviewing the lab. In the face-to-face, we spent 30 minutes, and the documentation, 10 minutes.